Hello, everyone, and welcome to Patriot Underground. Today is May 21st, 2022. Thank you so much for joining me, folks, to discover the truth beneath the surface. As always, I really appreciate everybody out there taking the time to listen. So I'm going to be taking you folks on a coffee chat this morning, and hopefully you guys are up for it. I was actually listening to Gene Decode's latest update, and wow. I mean, Gene never disappoints, and I have to say, I mean, and by the way, for those who are wondering, Gene is coming back. He's been really, really going through some difficult stuff lately. He's been very, very busy, but he is going to be coming back, I believe, at the end of June. So folks are going to have to wait a little bit longer, but Gene will be coming back. And obviously, I'm going to be anticipating that one. But this update that he gave, I can't remember. I think it's Julie B is the platform that he was on. It was just absolutely amazing. So refreshing to listen to. And, you know, some of the interviews that Gene gives, he's just really on fire and just spitting that intel. And this is just one of those interviews. In fact, I have to remember to share this on Telegram. It's right at the top of Before It's News. I'm sure probably everybody in the audience will eventually see it if they haven't already. But he came out with some really, really encouraging intel. And I have to say, like, you know, I just used the word refreshing. Honestly, folks, I have to tell you, that's really what it feels like. Because lately, with all of the news that's been coming out and, you know, all of the, I guess you could say, you know, the different fronts that are opening up, you know, the food shortages and, you know, the military situation with Russia and all of the escalations. And then, of course, you know, the news with the UN and the World Health Organization, and everything seems to be just kind of cascading off of a cliff. And, you know, on one level, like I've been talking about now for months, that, you know, I expected that this was going to happen. You know, I can't tell you that I expected all of these different specific things were going to happen, obviously, but I have been talking about now for quite some time that my expectation was going to be that when we got towards the end, things were really going to get, it was going to seem like there was really no hope. You know, on the surface, it was going to look as if everything was just coming crashing down on us. And then right at that moment, we were going to see the light break through. And honestly, I still believe that. But I have to tell folks, you know, not being an insider and not having access to all of this different intel and having to navigate through so much of the information and disinformation as you do, it can get to be very difficult in terms of keeping your optimism about the situation and really being able to discern really what's real and what's not, if we're being honest. Because, you know, sometimes it can be very easy to get sucked into the negativity. And like I've said, you know, there have been times when I have myself found myself kind of moving in that direction, I think, out of fear. And, you know, listening to Gene's update, I have to say, you know, it kind of reminded me why I decided, you know, that I love Gene and why I really decided to listen to him so avidly in the first place. Because, first of all, not only do I believe he really knows the truth about what's happening, I also believe that, you know, Gene is just a very calming influence. He's a very calming presence. And always is reminding us really that it's our thoughts really that direct energy and manifest our reality. And he started out this conversation really talking about that, you know, referencing David Wilcock and a lot of the information that he's put out lately. But Gene framed it in the sense of having an epiphany that everything in the universe is light. And how we bring our light into this universe, how we manifest that light, and how we focus our intention and what we focus on and what we choose to, you know, let go of, which is not always easy. You know, he mentioned letting go of ego, letting go of fear. You know, the very elements that have kept us trapped, I think, in so many ways inside of this matrix. And of course, you know, it got me immediately thinking, you know, well, about all of the things that I've been, you know, fearful about as this process has been unfolding. Because, you know, just like many of you, I mean, I have a family, I have people that I love and care about. And, you know, when you see food processing plants being burnt to the ground, and you hear very reputable voices talking about that we could be seeing a massive food shortage and, food riots and all of these things like Jim Willie has been talking about. And I have great respect for Jim. In fact, great news, folks. I'm bringing Jim Willie back. He's going to be coming back on the show tomorrow. So we're going to have hopefully a great conversation. But, it's like I've been saying all along, there's many different voices out there that I do believe are coming from a good place. And, people have different assessments and different analysis, but all of these food processing plants and all of these, disruptions to the supply chain, which I think on one level are real. Gene pointed out in this interview that the Alliance, when they have liberated all these dumps all over the world, have not only taken back the gold and taken back the sacred texts and all of the artwork and all the artifacts that the cabal has stolen. But in addition to that, he said over 150 years worth of food was down in those dumps because the cabal had planned, I think he said, for at least 50 years to be underground. But they have more than enough food there to feed the entire world, according to Gene, for 150 years. So, I mean, the minute I heard that, I just, I have to say, folks, I kind of felt like a weight being lifted in a sense because, I mean, obviously it makes perfect sense, but it hadn't really occurred to me that the Alliance was always a part of their plan. So that, even if this food shortage and this supply chain breakdown happens, which I think on the surface level, I mean, it definitely appears that that's what's happening. And I think it's all really tied into the devolution process. I think beneath the surface and behind the scenes, there's always been a plan. And part of that plan is going to be bringing all of this food that was intended for the enemy to give to us when the supply chain fully breaks down. So it's this paradoxical situation in a sense, because like I say, there's the surface level and then there's beneath the surface. On the surface level, everything looks terrible. Everything looks like it's falling apart. I mean, obviously, there are good signs, like Elon Musk. There are a lot of good things that are happening in the mainstream, if you have eyes to see and you understand what you're looking at. But, I mean, like I said before, it definitely looks as if the world is cascading off of a cliff in so many ways. And, this is part of the devolution process. But that brings us, of course, to what's beneath the surface and what's waiting beneath the surface, I believe, has always been a plan to counter every single one of the cabal's maneuvers against humanity. And by the way, Gene talked about Elon Musk being a white hat. And, there's all different theories, different types of theories about all different types of individuals, including Putin, who he also has said many times, this is nothing new, that Putin is a white hat. But that these guys, whoever they are, whether they're new versions, and which I believe Gene completely when he says that, Putin was replaced long ago. I'm not sure exactly, whether Elon Musk, whether he actually said anything about him being replaced. But one way or another, these individuals are clearly working for the White Hats, whoever they are. Forget about who they were. I mean, we'll probably find out all about that later on. But the people that are there now, they're actually on our side. And you can see, it's Elon Musk. You judge a man by his actions. You judge a tree by its fruit. I mean, look what he's doing right now. I mean, in some senses, he's, he kind of plays both sides of the spectrum like Gene talks about. But ultimately, I mean, Elon Musk is red-pilling people that you and I could never possibly reach, because Elon Musk is this guy. I mean, I think to the liberals and to the, all these sheep-like people out there on Twitter and everything else, I mean, they associate Elon not as a right-wing, Trump person by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, he's pretty much well-loved by the public. And all of a sudden, he's out there, not only is he doing the most important thing of all, which is, taking back the megaphone, which I think, it's tough to argue right now. When you look at the world as a whole, it's really tough to argue that Twitter is really the largest megaphone. I mean, sure, there's all this information that's come out about the fake accounts and the bots and everything else, but the truth is that a great amount of people still go to Twitter to get their information. And the fact that he's putting out all of this pro-free speech, all of these pro-free speech messages out there into the public. And we also know, I mean, you kind of couple with that, because I think there's a lot of, there are a lot of people right now who are very, very confused. And what I was about to say is you couple that with the news that's coming out of even MSNBC is admitting that 3 out of 4 people don't think that the country is headed in the right direction. And I may have brought that up before, but folks, I mean, that is absolute coffin nails. 3 out of 4 people? And MSNBC? Chuck Todd is up there talking about it? I mean, this is really amazing. But I think the thing that's going on with a lot of folks out there is I think a lot of people are really genuinely confused. Because they've been so programmed to hate Trump. They've been so programmed to hate us, the Patriots, to think that we're the enemy, to think that we're domestic terrorists by the mainstream media. And it's like, I think there's this weird thing that's going on inside these people's minds where it's, on the one hand, they still believe all those things. They still believe that Trump is evil and Trump is Hitler and, you know, that we're all a bunch of domestic terrorists. But at the same time, there's this cognitive dissonance that's happening with people where they don't understand why the world is just completely unraveling now. And they're probably, I'm sure, going through a process of trying to figure out how to blame it on Trump and how to blame it on the Patriots. And that's really the genius, I think, of this devolution plan, is that Trump had to step away. And he had to get out of the public view. Do I believe he's still the president? Absolutely. Do I believe that he's still in charge of the military, still commander-in-chief? Absolutely. And that's why this whole pantomime had to happen. Because if Trump, I mean, really, folks, if he had done anything other than what he did, if he had done anything other than what he did, even though it irritated the heck out of all of us, and, you know, really just, I mean, I couldn't believe it when I came to realize that he actually hadn't signed the Insurrection Act. And I mean, I was just absolutely baffled. Why would he let this happen? And now I understand. I mean, not only would we have gone down a path, I think, to civil war, it may not have happened overnight, but progressively, I think it would have devolved very quickly into a civil war if Trump had signed the Insurrection Act. But beyond that, the Great Awakening would have stopped, I believe, right there. I mean, the minute that battle lines are drawn, I mean, actual battle lines, I'm talking about physical battle lines in the Civil War, you can forget about people waking up. You can forget about, you know, this process, this gradual process of realizing who the true enemy is. That would have gone right out the window, folks. I mean, if we're being honest and we're being realistic here, we're at war, but we are in an information war. At least that's our role in this war. Of course, there are physical battles going on, but thank God, we up until this point haven't been a part of that. And this plan has been entirely geared toward avoiding us having to go to war with one another, because we know that the minute I take off my headphones and I put down my microphone and I have to pick up my rifle, for whatever reason, to defend myself, to defend my family, to defend collectively, to go to war, to defend our freedom. If God forbid that ever had to happen, and by the way, if it did, I would be willing to make that sacrifice, as I'm sure probably all of you would, all of you who are capable of actually fighting, even those of you who aren't really physically able, I'm sure you'd probably join that war. But that's the whole point, folks, is that we don't have to fight that war. And the whole reason that they chose this path for us, and I believe that our Creator, this is God's plan, this God chose this path for us, because the minute we have to pick up the rifle and put down the computers and put down the microphones and the headphones and stop listening to one another and start fighting, the Great Awakening goes out the window. I mean, do I think that ultimately, had that path really been unavoidable, had that timeline been the one that we went down, that we would have been victorious on the other end, God's people? Absolutely, I do. But I don't believe that, I mean, folks, we're talking about a horrific, horrific timeline if we were to go down this path towards civil war. And I think that what's happening in the confusion inside of these sheep is they're realizing that even though they still believe, they still have all this programming on the one side of their brain about Trump and the Patriots, on the other side of their brain, I think they have to acknowledge, you know, the gas is approaching $5 a gallon in most places where you live. I mean, if you live in California or other parts of the country, it's way more, obviously. Inflation's through the roof. The world is just spiraling out of control. Military conflicts. Biden is just completely and totally inept. And you know, if you voted for him, and if you were anti-Trump, again, at this point in time, I do believe there is that confusion. And this is where Elon Musk and other people, I'm sure, are waiting in the wings, ready to do their part as well, waiting for the right time. I believe this is all planned out meticulously. Nothing is a coincidence. And Elon Musk is stepping forward at this right exact moment where there really is kind of a teetering within this, you know, I don't know what you want to call it, the liberal community, the sheep community, whatever it is. There's this kind of teetering of confidence where people are realizing that all of this information that they're getting, I think there's a slow realization that it's propaganda. And also there's a realization more and more that the truth is being silenced. You see, people didn't really, I mean, it's crazy and insane to think this way, but you know, these people didn't really care about censorship as long as they believed that the information that they were getting was truthful and that the information that we were trying to spread was misinformation. They were fine with shutting us up because they believed they had a monopoly on the truth and that we were just a bunch of idiots spreading disinformation for, I don't know, God knows what reason, just apparently because we're evil. But now they're starting to realize that all the stuff that we've been talking about, maybe not all of it, but certainly a lot of it, is starting to prove to be true. And you've got Elon Musk out there leading the charge and saying, you know, I'm going to fight for free speech. I'm going to fight against censorship. Look at how they're attacking me. Look at how evil their playbook is. This is what they do to people who step out of line with their narrative. These are the types of tweets that this guy is putting out. And I mean, how could he not be a white hat? Meanwhile, he's got Starlink. I mean, Gene talked about Starlink. It's absolutely incredible. It's not just a, you know, a new internet system. It's a worldwide strategic defense initiative, really. It's a missile defense system. And he talked about how, you know, because I think it was Julie who mentioned there's all this talk about, you know, these Russian subs that are circling the United States in certain areas of the United States and threatening us with nukes. And he said, look, this Starlink system, which is operational, not only can they flip a switch and have a new internet, this is a missile defense system. And before any nuke could actually pose a real threat, it would be vaporized by Starlink. It's just incredible, folks. I mean, this was just such positive information. And it made me realize once again that, yes, there are things that we have to talk about that are unsettling. And there are going to be more, folks. I mean, this is, you know, I don't believe that we're, you know, in any way, shape, or form, have seen the worst of this. Let's just put it that way. So there's going to be more of this. But I believe that we have to really focus. And I, you know, I'm in a sense kind of talking to myself a little bit here. I have to focus more on remembering what's really at play here and who's really in control. And, you know, there are times when, like I say, sometimes those lines can get a little bit blurry when you're looking at all of the information. And again, and you're listening to a lot of folks out there who, you know, do have great sources, do have great intel. And I believe are coming from a place of trying to warn people to get prepared. And, you know, I don't believe that they're trying to spread fear. I believe that they're trying to spread awareness and knowledge so that people can be prepared. You know, and again, people have different perspectives on how this is all going to go down. And as we've seen, you know, the perspectives, the timeline, I mean, you know, again, I kind of had an epiphany as well while I was listening to Gene, because, you know, so often I'm trying to figure out, all right, well, what's the plan here? What's the game plan? What are they going to do when this happens? Or what are they going to do when that happens? And so on and so forth. Sometimes forgetting that really what the future is just a series of probabilities. And so even though we're on the Great Awakening timeline, the way that that timeline unfolds isn't necessarily just one way. There are various different ways that it can unfold. The good news is that I don't believe that the enemy has the ability at this point. You know, when I say that we're in a pantomime, when I say that overall I believe the war has been won, what I really mean by that, and I've explained this before, but I think at the core of it, what I really am getting at is that I don't believe that the enemy has the ability to shift the timeline in the dark direction anymore. And again, Gene got into their timeline ending at 2045 and how looking at the yellow cube and looking glass and using time travel, whatever they tried to do to manipulate the timeline, they couldn't do because none of them really had any trace of existence past that year. And so remembering these things, you know, it's funny because as time goes on, and I'm sure you can relate to this, but as time goes on, you know, I can remember 6-8 months ago having a pretty firm idea in my mind of how I thought this was all going to play out. And then, you know, you fast forward till now, how much new information has come out? Of course, a lot of it's disinformation, but how many things have developed and evolved since then? And it's easy to kind of, in a sense, forget the core of what brought you here and why, you know, you really chose to believe in this plan. And I have to be honest, I was really struggling a lot with this food shortage issue because here I am in my mind, I'm trying to reconcile in a way my belief in the plan and yet also this real threat that we're going to go through this major food shortage and we're going to see food riots and all of these different things. And after listening to Gene, I'm really starting to once again, you know, have a reboot in my confidence that, you know, even for this food shortage here, that this isn't a part of the white hat plan, you know, to put us through some food shortage or famine, you know, where people are going to, that, you know, actually experience hunger and actually experience starvation and all of these things. I mean, that to me, you know, as I was always thinking about it, it seemed to me like, you know, that's a cabal timeline. That's, you know, that's something that if that plays out, how can I reconcile that playing out with the white hats being in control? And, you know, again, it's like, it's very complex when you talk about what's on the surface versus what's beneath the surface. And we have to, in some ways, we have to respond and react to what's happening on the surface because, well, I think it's just part of being a prepared individual. It's part of being a patriot is making sure that you have a contingency plan. But again, when you look at the big picture and how things are unfolding and the timing of it all, it's really really hard to deny that the white hats are in control. Because if the bad guys were actually in control, how much worse it would be. Now again, on the surface, it's going to get a lot worse. It's going to seem, like I've said, and I hope that I'm wrong. At the end of the day, I'd love to be wrong about this, but I think it's going to seem, when we go through the eye of the storm, like all hope is lost on the surface. For those people out there who have no clue what's going on, for those who have no basis of truth and, you know, in their narrative, and they're just getting all of their information from the cabal, well, they're going to be led to believe that this is this is really the end, and then the world, the wheels are about to fall off. But the cabal can only go so far. And I do believe that the White Hats have always known this. They've always planned. They've always had a strategy to ensure that the cabal expends all of their ammunition in ways that they don't want them to. This is all, you know, tied into the art of war. But the conclusion of this war, again, you don't go to war unless you've already won. And there are complexities here that go way beyond our pay grade in terms of, you know, understanding how it all went down. Of course, we're going to figure it out eventually. We're going to get the truth eventually. But one way or another, there was a point in time where the timeline shifted. And how that exactly happened, I mean, we're getting bits and pieces of the puzzle, but there's undoubtable. You know, people feel it. And I've talked about this. I've heard a lot of, you know, very, very prominent voices out there talking about a very tangible shift in the timeline that they felt around, right around the time that Trump announced his candidacy, or right before that time. And I can remember it as well. And that's why, I mean, here in May of 2022, that I'm still here and I'm still doing this. You know, I honestly don't really think that if I really experienced my beliefs starting to fray, and I started to feel like, oh, I don't know, I think maybe I was wrong about this, and so on and so forth. Folks, I'm telling you, I would not view this as anything other than a waste of my time. But the truth is, no matter how many forces, and I don't even understand where all of them come from, but no matter how many times these dark forces try to pull me off track, and I know you could probably relate to this because we all struggle. We all struggle in some ways, I believe, to navigate all of this and to be led by our discernment and to let go of our fear, to let go of our ego, and to let go of all of the, you know, the disinformation. I mean, if we're being honest, it's a process, and it's something that all of us have to experience, and I think it's important to talk about as we go through together. But it's fundamentally, this is really about God's plan. This is really about the White Hats doing God's work. And all of this is unfolding in a divine timeline. And all of the pieces are coming together in a way that I don't even believe, whatever good intentions they may have, a human being could even possibly conceive of. And when I think about the future, I mean, I've talked about David Wilcock, and I was going to do a big breakdown on all of the, you know, the new intel that he put out there with, you know, the anti-grav cars and the, free energy and all this type of stuff. And I still may do that. And Gene referenced it, but, you know, once again, it just got me thinking about how amazing it is to sit here in May of 2022 and imagine that in a very short period of time. And I truly do believe this. I don't know what the timeline is, but I do believe in our lifetime, in the next couple of years, let's just put it that way, that we could actually be traveling around in hovering cars, that we could actually be involved in space travel, that we could actually be traveling through portals and discovering telekinesis and discovering telepathy and all of these different amazing abilities that are just beneath the surface. And what's blocking that, and this is what was so brilliant about what Gene's message was, what's blocking that is the fear. Because it's the energy, it's the frequency that we resonate at that really individually, and I know I've talked about this, but individually and especially collectively, determines our reality. And of course, Gene gets into a lot of the scientific, he talks a lot about the math of, you know, light and square roots and all that stuff. I'm not going to even attempt to explain that because I haven't had enough time to really analyze it. You know how it is with Gene. He puts stuff out there. I mean, for me, anyway, I have to go back and I have to listen a couple times and I have to study it before I can really present it to the audience. And by the way, I hope that, you know, the audience understands that, you know, when I do present this information, whether it's Jetson White or whether it's David Strait or, you know, whoever it is, you know, I'm presenting information, obviously, that folks out there can go and, you know, they can learn on their own, but I'm doing it in the spirit of, you know, I'm not trying to, you know, take this information and present it as my own. I'm doing it in the spirit of trying to share knowledge. And that's why I'm always very clear to, you know, to tell folks, you know, this is where I'm getting my information and, you know, this is what I'm putting out. And, you know, it's because I believe in the truthfulness, the veracity of this information. I wouldn't be putting it out otherwise. And it's to spread the truth. It's not about Patriot Underground. Just like it's not about, and I'm sure he would tell you this, it's not about Gene Decode. It's not about Juan O'Savin or Simon Parks or any of these guys. I mean, we're all soldiers in the same war on the same side, I believe. I mean, of course, you know, people out there are going to have their opinions. And like I said, we're going to find out, you know, who the bad people are, I suppose, at the end of the day, and not to suggest that any of the people that I just mentioned are. In fact, I think they're all, like I said, good people. Jim Willie, great guy. I mean, all of the people that I have on my show, Kerry Cassidy, but every voice in some way, you know, is an expression of a, you know, a different possibility of how this timeline could unfold. But again, I don't think that the White Hats, because I don't believe that God, I don't believe it's God's will to put humanity through this incredible, you know, dark winter of famine and starvation and, you know, massive riots and so forth. Now, that's not to suggest that we may not see some of that unfold. And that's where it gets kind of complex, is that I do believe it's going to be harder and harder to kind of present the analysis to folks in some ways, because the closer we get to the finish line, the more the lines kind of get blurred. And, you know, these parallel timelines are really kind of converging, you know, and it's hard because it's going to seem as if things are getting worse. And we may see, again, you know, around the 2022, rather the midterms and this summer. I mean, do I think it's very likely we're going to see some fireworks this summer? Absolutely. Do I think it's going to be engineered by the cabal in this sort of desperate move to try to shift the narrative and to try to delay the inevitable, even though they know what the inevitable is? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're never going to just surrender. Now, those at the top, those who haven't been taken out already, I mean, these people are hardcore evil. There's no hope for them. They're going down fighting. But the good news is that, you know, more and more people are joining our ranks, and they are, you know, their shield has always been the ignorance of the people. I mean, of course, there are various different shields that they've used. I talked about the Rothschilds a couple episodes ago when I got into the papal bloodlines. But I mean, you know, they've used all different types of shields to protect their power, to protect their identity, and of course, protect their wealth and control. But really, the biggest one of all has been the ignorance of the people. Because, you know, when you have an invincible wall of ignorance out there, I mean, you are thoroughly protected. If only a very small percentage of people out there who are relatively powerless when, you know, up against this Goliath evil matrix system, this corporate behemoth, well, then you're pretty well insulated and protected. As long as people think that you're a good guy, as long as people think that you're, you know, just the most benevolent person. I mean, you know, there are, hard to believe, but there are still people out there who think that Hillary Clinton, who I don't even believe has been gone for a long time, but they still believe that Hillary Clinton is just the greatest thing, the most benevolent leader since sliced bread. I mean, we had to go through this, folks. But, you know, the truth is that, you know, and I just mentioned Hillary. I mean, you know, and talk about Durham. And how that's heating up, and you know how really she's now been implicated as being right at the top of the scheme. She's in the crosshairs now. And all of this stuff is unfolding so that people can see for themselves without having the I hate Trump glasses on that are gonna, you know, prevent them from seeing the truth. and without obviously fighting, which, you know, you stop thinking about who's telling the truth when you're actually fighting someone. You're just thinking about your survival at that point. And had that happened, like I said, nobody would have ever discovered the truth about who these people actually are. They're all getting exposed, and it's taking time. Yes, because they have insulated themselves with the ignorance of the people, and of course, their whole corporate system that's built around protecting them. But really, what it's all hinged upon, and I've talked about this many, many times, it's hinged upon the consciousness of the people. What the people believe. If the people believe their narrative, no amount of incriminating evidence, and of course, as long as they're still in control of how the information gets dispensed throughout society, no amount of incriminating evidence was going to threaten these people. But gradually over time, you see, people have flipped. People have exposed things here and there. There have been chinks in their armor, and then there have been massive holes that have been blown in their fortress. That's what we've been witnessing. It doesn't mean that they're completely out of power, you know, that all their power has been stripped away in one fell swoop. No, that's not the way it works. It's a gradual process. And that is what we've been witnessing. But when you look at this freight train and where it's headed, it certainly doesn't look good if you're the cabal. And of course, they're responding by doing everything that they can to make it seem as if they're in control and we're the ones who are losing. That's really what it is, folks. It's a battle on so many different levels. But for us, the thing we have to remember is that this is a battle of perception. This is a battle of how we focus and how we manifest our reality and how we use energy and light in order to do that and to bring about the timeline that we want. And I do believe that we have to be focused and we have to be actively engaged on various different levels. Yes, we have to focus primarily and chiefly on our connection with God and keeping our vibration high and trying to spread positive energy and light throughout the universe. And we also need to get active, like I was talking about with my David Strait commentary about becoming an American state national. This is massively important. I do believe that we have to mobilize on pretty much every level peacefully in order to take our country back, in order to take our world back. It's not just about being enlightened and being aware of what's happening. People have to actually take steps in the right direction, and they have to mobilize on every different level, and financially as well. How you allocate your money, how you allocate your resources. I mean, this is a big reason why I want to myself become an American state national. You think I want to continue to go on having taxes just taken out of my paycheck? Do you think I want to go on continuing to fund in any way, shape, or form this evil? No. But I've come to the realization, because, you know, nobody knows when exactly all of these events are going to unfold. I've come to the realization, and I truly believe, that whenever that happens, I mean, heck, it could be today. I mean, it could be weeks from now. It could be months from now. I don't know exactly when the world is going to really, I think, universally acknowledge that things have changed and will never be the same. But until that point, I do believe that it's the duty of every patriot, really, to rally other patriots, to wake people up. But most importantly, I think it's our duty to become acquainted with who we really are and the system that has entrapped us, and actively fight against that system by reclaiming our status as living souls. And that involves a whole myriad of different actions that I'm just beginning to learn about. There's a whole bunch of paperwork. I mean, folks, we're talking about, like I was saying yesterday, completely going through the education process all over again, re-educating ourselves with the truth. And of course, that's a part of what we do on my show, but I do believe it's an individual. Every time somebody gets more active and wakes up and decides, you know, I'm going to take a new step today, I'm going to learn more about becoming an American state national, I'm going to put more truth out there, I'm going to challenge my local school board. I'm going to challenge, I'm going to decide to run for office at the local level, or I'm going to join the campaign of somebody that I believe in. Or I'm going to get, I mean, folks, there's just no end. There is really no end to how many different ways people can get active. And that, I believe, I mean, also, you want to talk about raising your vibration and your frequency, that will do it. I mean, for me, I'll tell you something. I knew a lot of things. And again, this is just my own experience, but I knew a lot of things, but until I actually started to put one foot in front of the other, and until I came to the decision and the realization that until I actually did something with all of this knowledge that I had floating around in my head and all of these questions that I wanted to discuss with people, all these unanswered questions, until I actually started the journey, nothing really changed for me, folks. Because it was all, you know, I was still just sitting on the sidelines. And again, I'm not here to define what getting active is for each individual person out there. I can only talk about my experience and, of course, anecdotally, what I observe and what I've heard and had shared with me with listeners and so on and so forth. I can't tell you what to do. But all I can tell you is, you know, you couple the information that Gene puts out there with the idea of taking personal responsibility and actually becoming active, not out of fear, not out of ego. I mean, I can tell you something, folks, it's never really been about that. For me, I guess in some ways, battling against the fear was part of the reason why I started the podcast, because I wanted to become a voice and I wanted to battle against this enemy that I knew was putting constant fear out there. But certainly, you know, it's never really been about that. It's never really been about, you know, ego or anything like that. I started this journey because I wanted to get active. I wanted to, at the end, if you really want the truth, folks, the real reason was because I wanted to be able to face my creator, because I recognized that, first of all, that I had lived a life where, you know, I'd done a lot of things in my life that I wasn't proud of. And I've talked about a lot of the, you know, the things that I've been through in my life. But I came to the recognition that we had hit a point. I mean, once I realized that we were in the Great Awakening and that we had an opportunity to completely change the world, and that it was actually inevitable, and I got to be a part of that if I only decided to get off the sidelines. Once I made that decision and came to that realization, my entire life changed. My entire perspective changed. And it was only about trying to become a part. That's all I really ever wanted. And God has given me that. God is good. And God will give you that as well. Because again, you know, I've talked about this. Every other thing I tried in my life, every other path that I went down, things that I thought that I wanted, never really quite worked out for me. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I wasn't angry and bitter and frustrated about all of that. But the one thing I can tell you is that I never stopped trying. But once I realized that I was fighting the wrong battles, and once I realized that God was trying to push me in a certain direction, and I just wasn't listening, I just wasn't heeding the call. He doesn't give you all of this knowledge so that you can sit there and do nothing with it. And again, this is not to lecture folks out there, because I do believe that really my audience not only is awake, but you're actually active. You're actually out there. You're actually doing all of these things. But I think it's important to put this information out there into the ether, because there may be folks out there who need to hear it. I certainly did at a certain point in time. You know, when I was sitting there wondering to myself, you know, how come I know all these things? But it just seems as if, you know, the more information I get, the more, I don't know, it seems like the walls are closing in my life. You know, the more truth I get, the more I try to share that truth, the more ostracized I get, the more alienated I feel. And I didn't understand any of it. So really, kind of in desperation, I just reached out into the ether, into the universe, to try to find all of you. And thank God you were there. And I, you know, but it was the faith that you were going to be. And I do believe that that's how God operates. You know, he makes you take those leaps of faith, to take that first step onto that invisible bridge before the bridge actually appears. I do believe that that is how God functions. That's how faith works. You have to believe and you have to have faith. And that's what brought me here. And even though there have been times along the way, you know, I've gotten knocked off that horse, you know, or however you want to phrase it, you know, I've maybe gone down a wrong path, or I've deviated here or there. I'm human. And I own that, you know. I'm not ashamed to admit when I'm wrong or my weaknesses. I think that's absolutely a vital part of ascension. It's a vital part of growth. Becoming a fuller and richer person is realizing when you've been wrong. And when you've bought into certain things that perhaps, you know, maybe you shouldn't have. But that's why this is a journey. That's why this is a marathon. It's not a race. And it was never intended to be. And it's never really, it was never intended to be about, you know, who was right about this, who was right about that. Because as I've always said, at the end of the day, the truth always comes out. It takes a long time, but one way or another, the truth is going to come out. And what matters, I believe, is what's in the hearts of the men and women out there who are trying to put out this information and trying to advance the Great Awakening. And honestly, it's my honor to be blessed to have the opportunity to have these conversations with these people. And it's really going to be great tomorrow. Like I said, I'm going to talk to Jim Willie, and I'm going to set some other interviews up as well. I'm sure folks will be very excited. So thank you, everybody, for listening. I could probably talk all day given the mood I'm in right now, but I do have a couple things I got to do. So I'm going to sign off. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this coffee chat. You can let me know in the comments. Hit the like button if you did enjoy today's episode. And make sure you subscribe to the different platforms I'm on. I'm on BitChute, Rumble, and Podbean right now. You can follow me also on Telegram and Truth Social. Make sure you check out patriotunderground.shop. Pick up a t-shirt or a coffee mug or a hoodie or a sticker or, heck, all four. If you want to support my work, you can also make a pledge, a monthly pledge on Patreon. Thank you for all of my patrons out there. God bless all of you. And remember, folks, PatriotSwitch.com, absolutely amazing company, absolutely amazing opportunity to start allocating your financial resources with the good guys, to stop funding the cabal like I was talking about earlier. This is an absolutely amazing opportunity. This is why I partnered with this company. And you want to talk about putting skin in the game, folks? Before I ever said a word about Patriot Switch on my channel, before I came out publicly and said that I had, you know, affiliated myself with them, I went and I ordered and I became a part of this and I sampled the products and I made sure for myself that I was actually promoting something that I believed in, because you have my commitment. I mean, not everything is for everyone, and I understand that, but you have my commitment, folks. I will never promote anything to you that I myself do not actually use in my own life. Okay, I'm not a hypocrite. So I highly, highly, highly recommend folks do their research. PatriotSwitch.com. Make sure you let them know that Patriot Underground sent you. And I'll be back soon, folks, God willing. God bless and Godspeed. Hopefully you folks have a wonderful weekend. Patriot out.